full time at the Motion Finance Stadium. Press that in Town 1, Ballard Town 2. Press that in bow out of the Nathaniel MG Cup at the quarterfinal stages. Neil, sum up the game.
Yeah, obviously bitterly disappointed at the moment, as are the players. We felt that we'd almost got ourselves into a position, obviously being 1-0 up at half time. Probably could have, you know, arguably we should have been 2 or 3 goals up at half time and we should have put the game to bed. While the game's 1-0, we had another couple of chances. They defended resolutely, bodies on the line, blocks, and we probably weren't as clinical as we should have been in the final third. And, you know, when you don't put that game to bed, you know, keeps the opposition feeling like they have a chance. And, you know, they've scored from a set piece, which we're bitterly disappointed with. And then they've scored a second goal in the last few minutes with a set piece. And, you know, it's really inexcusable, to be honest, in terms of conceding in the manners that we did. But that's football for you. You know, if you don't take your chances at one end when you're in the ascendancy in games, it always gives the opposition opportunities to come back into it. And, you know, credit to Bala because, you know, they found a way of being resilient and coming back into it, you know, down to 10 men and battled hard for themselves. And, you know, with us not taking some of the chances we had to put the game to bed, it obviously galvanised them a little bit. And they started gaining momentum and they got some sort of impetus in the game and they started to build it up. And at some points we felt like we could have played better around the press that they played against us. And ultimately we'll be disappointed that we didn't in that manner. But, you know, it's sad to go out in those circumstances because we feel like we've had a good cup run in the League Cup and we wanted to take it as far as we could. And at half time being 1-0 up and against a team down to 10 men, we would have liked to have moved that on forward. But what we've got to remember is, you know, that Ballartown are a very good football team. And, you know, I would imagine that Ballar will be in the European shake-up at the end of the season and probably qualify for Europe and represent the Welsh Premier League in Europe this season. So it's not like we've, you know, gone out to to any team. We've gone out to, you know, an excellent team in Ballartown. So it doesn't make it any easier, but we have to give credit to them for finding a way to come back into it.
You touched on Ballartown there being, heading for Europe again. You know, they've been quite successful getting there. Is that the benchmark you've got set for Prestatyn?
Yeah, well, you know, we've always said that, we feel like we've got good players. We feel like we've got we were good enough to match them for long periods tonight. Make no mistakes, at 11v11, I thought we started the game excellently, in the first 15 minutes or so, and I felt we were the better team, 11v11, and we got our noses in front with a really well-worked goal. I thought we played some excellent football in the first half, and that's a disappointing thing because if you're able to do that against a team of Ballard's calibre, then, you know, they probably are the benchmark. They probably are going to be one of the four teams that will qualify for Europe this season. So it's, you know, we wanted to test ourselves against that. You know, we've played Kevin Druids and Carnarvon so far this season in the Cup, and we see it as a test each time to match ourselves against the Welsh Premier League opposition, you know, a team that are in the league above us currently. And we've got to understand that now the hard work carries on. We've got to get back to it on Saturday in the league, and we've got to put some results together, and maintain the league form that we've been on to ensure that, some point we're back challenging the teams like Ballartown every week in the same league as them. Because at the moment in time, we're not in that league, and we've got a lot of hard work to do between now and the end of the season to make sure that we give ourselves the best possibility of facing them on a regular basis.
Thank you, Neil, and good luck for Saturday.